of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's 2 Peter 3:18. Grow in grace and in knowledge. See, that means grow in interactive relationship. Grace itself is actually the action of God in our lives, bringing to pass what we cannot accomplish on our own. I hope you're beginning to see now how life, kingdom, and grace come together. They're one thing. You don't receive grace without receiving kingdom. You don't receive kingdom without receiving life. You don't receive life without receiving grace. And one of the problems in our understanding of the message of the scripture to human beings is we don't bring these words together. For example, grace itself is normally, I've heard leading teachers in our country say, grace has only to do with guilt. Grace has to do with much more than guilt. See, this is the way that grace and kingdom and life get shut off from the Christian. The Christian is told, now you need to be saved by grace. And that is unmerited favor. And it's presented in such a way that it has only to do with the forgiveness of sin. And there's a transition, a transfer of credit. And you get the righteousness of Christ credited to your account. I'm not talking against that. I'm just saying you want to understand that that is only one manifestation of grace. And the primary understanding, unmerited favor, that's right. It is unmerited favor. If, for example, I am speaking in some context and I'm trusting God to accomplish something with the words, and that happens, that's unmerited favor. I don't deserve it. You understand what I'm saying? That's God's hand that comes in there. And I get to be a spectator. I get to watch it. I get to be there. And it happens. But I didn't make it happen. It was not my strength or wisdom or whatever that did it. And if it was, God help whoever's listening. It's God moving. See, that's what we're looking for. Now, when I do that, I grow in grace. You understand what I'm saying? That's how you grow in grace. More and more of what you're doing is interactive and dependent upon God's action. And I grow in knowledge because I'm growing in interactive relationship. And I grow in life because there is now more of God's life, His self-initiating, self-sustaining, self-directive activity.